So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah, the Elohim HaKraven, the following relatives are disqualified to testify or to serve as a judge in the relative's case. The Torah explicitly mentions Av, the father, and Ben, a son, and the following are also possible. Achiv, v'achi aviv, v'achi imai, heinu b'nein v'chasnein. A brother, a father's brother, and a mother's brother, i.e. uncles, along with their sons and sons-in-law. And the corresponding relatives, u'bala chaysoi, u'bala chays aviv, u'bala chays imai, heinu b'nein v'chasnein. A sister's husband, a father's sister's husband, a mother's sister's husband, along with their sons and sons-in-law are possible. Because as Rashi explains, ba'al ha'chaysi ka'achivu, the ba'al ki'ishtoi. A husband has the status of his wife regarding all her relatives. U'bal imoy, b'chamav, b'gisay, heinu b'nein b'chasneyin. A mother's husband, in other words, one's stepfather, and a wife's father, and the husband of a wife's sister, along with their sons and sons-in-law are possible. However, v'chargur levadai, regarding a wife's son, in other words, one's stepson, only he is possible, but his sons and sons-in-law are kasha. Rabbi Yezi says, Zu Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. This Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Av Mishnah Rishayna, doidai uvendai devachala ro liyarshai. The first Mishnah held that only a father's brother and his son and all other relatives from the father's side that are eligible to inherit him are possible. But relatives from the mother's side or through a wife that are not eligible to inherit are kasha. The Gemara proceeds with the source for all the kraven that are possible. The Pasuk states, Lo yumsu avis albanim, ubanim lo yumsu al avis, ish b'cheta yumusu. The last phrase of the Pasuk teaches us, Shlo yumsu avis ba'oven banim, ubanim ba'oven avis. A father does not die for the sins of his son, and the son does not die for the sins of his father, because ish b'cheta yumsu. A person dies only for his own sins, but not from the sins of others. Therefore, the beginning of the Pasuk teaches us as follows, Lo yumsu avis albanim be'edus banim. A son cannot testify against avis, plural, two fathers, and cause them to die. And this is a source for banim l'avis. A son cannot testify against his father, or achi aviv, his father's brother. Ubanim l'yumsu al avis, be'edus avis. The two fathers cannot testify against the son. And this is a source for avis l'banim. A father or father's brother cannot testify against a son or brother's son. And certainly, avis l'hadadi, the two fathers who are brothers cannot testify against each other. The first word banim is also plural to teach banim libanim. The sons of the two brothers, in other words, first cousins, are also possible. And the second word banim is plural to teach banim le'alma. Two relatives cannot testify together as a pair of edim for a stranger. The word avis is mentioned twice to teach lekrevi ha'em. Even relatives from the mother's side are possible. The word yumsu is mentioned twice to teach lezachis. A relative cannot testify even in favor of his relative. Ashkechan bedin nefashis, bedin imamnes manalan. The above pasuk refers to capital cases. However, karv is possible even in monetary cases because another pasuk states, mishpat echad yilechem, mishpat hashav lechem. The procedures are the same. The Gemara proceeds with two machlekes. One regarding shlisha berishin, whether a third generation of one brother can testify for a first generation, in other words, for his great uncle and vice versa. And the second machlek is regarding shlisha b'sheni, whether a third generation of one brother can testify for a second generation of another brother, in other words, for a first cousin once removed, and vice versa. Rav stated, Achi abba lo yod li, hu ubenoi b'chaisnai. My father's brother, i.e. my uncle, his son and his son-in-law, i.e. my cousins, cannot testify for me, and afani lo eyed loy. Ani ubeni v'chaisni. I, my son, and my son-in-law cannot testify for my uncle. And the Gemara explains. Rav holds shlisha berishin pasul. And therefore he said, beni lo eyed loy. My son cannot testify for his great uncle, achi abba. However, Rav holds shlisha b'sheni kasher. And therefore Rav only said, beni lo eyed loy, but beni a'oyed lebenoy. My son cannot testify for his great uncle, but he can testify for the son of his great uncle, his first cousin once removed. The Gemara questions Rav from our Mishnah that mentions only Achi Aviv, Hein Uvenein. A person is possible to his uncle, which is Sheni Berishin, and to his cousin, which is Sheni B'Sheni. However, the Mishnah does not mention that a person's son is possible to his uncle, the son's great uncle, which is Shlisha Berishin. Apparently, the Mishnah holds that only Sheni Berishin possible and Sheni B'Sheni possible. However, Shlisha Berishin kasher, and certainly Shlisha B'Sheni kasher. The Gemara cites another opinion, that of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar, Aymer, Keshem Shachi Abba Lo Yoyed Li, Hu Ubenoi B'chaisnei, just like my uncle and his son and son-in-law cannot testify for me, so too Ben Achi Abba Lo Yoyed Li, Hu Ubenoi B'chaisnei, my cousin and his son and son-in-law cannot testify for me. Rabbi Lazar clearly holds Shlisha B'Sheni Pasul, and therefore certainly holds Shlisha B'Rishin Pasul. And the Gemara explains the Machlekes as follows. Rav holds only shlishi b'rishin pasla, however shlishi b'sheni kasher, because the pasuk states lo yumsu abas albanim ubanim lo yumsu alavas la rav is der acher. As Rashi explains, vav la rav is bnei banim. The superfluous letter vav adds that also a third generation is pasla, but only to the avas, the first generation. In other words, shlishi b'rishin. While Rabbi Elazar holds even shlishi b'sheni pasla, because the pasuk states albanim, which teaches psuli di avas shadi albanim, although such a shlishi that are pasla to the rishon are also pasla to the sheni. So let's summarize this three-way machlokes. The Mishnah holds shlishi b'rishon kasher, and certainly shlishi b'sheni kasher. Rabbi Elazar holds shlishi b'rishon pasla, and even shlishi b'sheni pasla. Rav agrees with Rabbi Elazar that shlishi b'rishon pasla, however agrees with the Mishnah that shlishi b'sheni kasher. The Gemara proceeds with several halachas of eligibility to testify, and cites some machlokes regarding achi ha'ach. The scenario is as follows. A man with a son Reuven from a previous marriage married a woman with a son Shimon from a previous marriage. They then had a son Levi together. Reuven and Shimon are not related, but they are each achi ha'ach to the other, the brother's brother, because Levi is each one's half-brother. Rabbi Yirmiyahu holds achi ha'ach pasul, because they share a brother. Rav Chisda holds achi ha'ach kasher, because they are not related. Rav Chisda says, Avi chasin v'avi kala me'in ze al ze. The fathers of the groom and the bride may testify for each other because they're not considered relatives through their children, like a stopper, which is not considered a part of the actual barrel. Rabbi Bechana says, Meir adam li'ishtei arusa. A person may testify for his bride to whom he gave kedushin, but did not yet marry because akati lav sheirihi. She's not considered his relative before marriage. Ravin, however, makes a distinction. He may only testify against her, but he may not testify in her favor. The Gemara concludes, however, he may not testify for it at all, because he carved a daita legabo, he certainly feels close to her. The Mishnah taught, the husband of his wife's sister and his sons and son-in-law are pasul. However, his wife's son or stepson, only he is pasul, but his sons and sons-in-law are kasha. The Gemara cites two contradicting brises. One brise states, Chorgi levada Rabbi Yisai Omer Gisai, while the second brise states, Gisai levada Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chorgai. And the Gemara reconciles as follows. The Tanakama in the first brise is Rabbi Yehuda of the second brise, and he concurs with our Mishnah that only Chorgi levada, but Gisai hu ubenoi v'chaisnai. While the Tanakama in the second brise is Rabbi Yisai of the first brise, and he disagrees with our Mishnah, and he holds, Gisai levada v'kol shekin Chorgai. Both Gisai and Chorgai are only themselves possible, but their sons and sons-in-law are kasher, and Rabbi Yossi concurs with the brisa of Tanya Reb Chiya. Shmoina Avos, Shein Esrim Va'arba. The first 8 people mentioned in the Mishnah, along with their sons and sons-in-law, a total of 24 people, are pasul. This implies, however, that regarding the remaining 2 people, Gisai and Chorgai, their sons and sons-in-law are kasher. The Mishnah continues, B'chala Karv Le'ba'isa Shah. A relative is pasul to testify only of their craving at the time of the incident or at the time of the testimony. However, Hayikarib and Nisrachi carries a kasher. If they were initially craving through marriage, such as a son-in-law, but then his wife died and they were no longer craving at the time of the incident, he's now considered a karib and is kasher to testify for his former father-in-law. Rehuda disagrees and says, Afila mesabita v'yeshle bonim imena reza karib. Even if his wife died, but they had children, he's considered a karib of his father-in-law and his pasul. Rehuda continues in the Mishnah, Ho'ayev v'hasayne psulim. A friend or an enemy is disqualified to testify. Ho'ayev zeshruj binay. A friend is someone close enough to partake in a wedding celebration. Rav says, Kol shibis yimei hamishta. He becomes pasul for all the 7 days of Sheva Brachas. While Rav says, Afilu miyim rishon ve'elech. He's kasher even on the first day after the wedding. He's pasul only on the day of the wedding. Sayne, Kol shalei diber mishleish yom be'eva. An enemy is one who has not spoken to him for 3 days due to ill feelings. Acham disagree and hold ho'ev v'hasayne k'sherim. A friend and enemy are eligible to testify because lo nechshdu Yisrael al kach, a yid is not suspected to testify falsely because of love or hatred. The Gemara in the next daf points out, however, that the Chacham agree that ho'ev v'hasayne psum lo dun. An enemy cannot be a judge because, as Rashi explains, kiven the son ilay le'motzi la'afuchi b'schusei. Since the dying despises him, it would be difficult for him to find merits for the defendant. And ohev svaruhu. Ayev my time mishum demrach gedaite. Ayev nami mekar v'daite. It's self understood that since a sign is possible because they despise each other, ayev also is possible because they like each other. Also, shnei tamid racham shesayin zeh ein yishvim b'din ke'echad. 2 dayanim who despise each other cannot be judges in the same case because they will not be able to deliberate properly.